Welcome back. This podcast explores the beautiful space where generosity occurs through ancient and modern writings from all cultures, seeking deeper wisdom for fund development work. Each week, we reflect on a quote and coaching questions to ground you for the week ahead. If you like this podcast, please leave a review in your favorite podcast app. I once knew a donor that lived on an island and her beautiful home looked like a castle. She was profoundly generous and sought to connect others to the charities she cared about. However, she also described to me some of the dreadful ways that she had been approached for donations. It was almost as though they were trying to scale her castle walls as an army invader, instead of simply knocking on her door to invite her to join with the generosity of others. This week, I'm reading a quote from The Spirituality of Fundraising by Henry Nouwen, originally presented in 1992. Quote, "Only when we are free from money can we freely ask others to give it. This is a conversion to which fundraising as a ministry calls us. Already, we have seen many people have a hard time asking for money because money is a taboo subject. It is a taboo subject because of our own insecurities are connected with it, and so we are not free. We also are not free when we are jealous of the rich and envy their money. And we are not free if we feel anger to those who have money, saying to ourselves, I'm not so sure that they made that money in an honest way. When rich people make us jealous or angry, we reveal that money in some way is still our master, and therefore we are not ready to ask for it. I am deeply concerned that we do not ask for money out of anger or jealousy, especially when those feelings are well hidden behind polite words and a careful presentation of our request for funds. No matter how polished our approach is, when our asking comes from anger or jealousy, we are not giving the person the means to become a brother or sister. Rather, we put the person in a defensive position because he or she realizes that there is some type of competition going on." He goes on, "Once we have learned to love the rich for who they are rather than what they have, and once we believe that we have something of great value to give them, then we will have no trouble in asking someone for a large sum of money. We are free to ask for whatever we need with confidence that we will get it. That is what the gospel says, ask and it will be given to you, knock and the door will be opened to you. If for some reason a person says no, we are free to respond gratefully. When we truly enjoy God's unlimited generosity, we will be grateful for what our brothers and sisters receive. Jealousy will simply have no place in our hearts." Unquote. We have an opportunity to invite donors to be brothers and sisters to our missions and constituents we serve. But first, we must care for them for who they are rather than what they have, as Henry Nouwen stated. Let's reflect on two questions this week. When I meet a donor at their home, am I jealous or envious? Or am I grateful for their generosity? Also related to this week's quote, do I assume the worst about a donor and their wealth? Or am I grateful that they have been blessed with the opportunity to give? Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.